So let's, I have a proposal that we, you know, we do the earplug thing and then, bring your heart teacher or your heart teacher as you imagine they will be to the room in front of you. And then, do that thing where they shrink and you bring them to the top of your head. Okay. And then, ask their blessing that you tonight when you do your coffee. So we're trying to help Michael on the pillow, right? We're trying to help Mike on the pillow. And we could do Donglan for him, right? But it didn't work so good yesterday. So, no, I'm just kidding. It worked pretty good. Let's try a different thing. Let's ask the Lama for help, okay? So ask your teacher. Give me emptiness understanding. If you're into Manjushri, you can use Manjushri. If you're into Jetson Kapa, you can use Jetson Kapa. If you prefer your root lama, you can have your root lama. But ask them for an understanding of emptiness that will help you during your coffee meditation. What's the emptiness in the past? The ex-boyfriend who hurt you, okay? He didn't exist. That's emptiness. That's real emptiness. Emptiness should be usable. It should be something you can use to make your life better. You know, that's definitely usable. Ex-boyfriend who didn't really exist. So you don't have to think about him anymore. Okay? And then you can think about choices or decisions you have to make or worries. Worries are decisions, right? Same thing about what you're going to do or what's going to happen to you next week or next year with your partner or your finances or your career or, you know, those also don't exist. So ask the Lama for a blessing. Ask them to come to the top of your head. Focus on the warmth. Ask them for help. Whatever your problem is, if it's that you can't let go of some bad memory of some ex person in your life, ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or something, then ask them for help. And then feel that warmth trickle down your spine like warm honey, okay? And if it's worries about what am I going to do with my life or how am I going to make money or, you know, decisions about what's coming, then ask them for help about that and also feel that come down like honey, warm honey, okay? So we're asking for help about non-existent past problems and non-existent future worries, okay? Really, just that we can wake up. And what's the Sanskrit word for wake up? Buddha. Buddha. I want the Buddha about that. And so I can just enjoy my life. And I can do a nice coffee meditation about the good stuff that's happening to me. Okay? And then try to go to the good place. Try to start thinking about the blessings in your life. Okay? All right. I'm going to shut up. I'll stop you in, 15, 20 minutes. So you have a lot of time. So just relax into it. Okay. Okay, please come back. Bring the Lama down to your heart. Park them for the day. I like to say for consultations. Any questions or observations, John?
I have an observation that called me. I never started running.
Yeah.
But it was like long, slow. And it made me think of how to.
No, I'm sorry, it was good. Now I visualize what that stands for.
I think one thing's for sure in meditation, that it's not going to hurt you to have stuff coming down your chin and dripping down. You can change your clothes and stuff, you know. So there's no reason to sniffle during a meditation. Just let it go. Doesn't matter. You have to breathe through your mouth. Yeah. That's okay. I used to play baseball in high school. I was on the freshman team. They let me play for one inning the whole year in right field. That was exercise in patience. But they would tell us, if you have to go to the bathroom, just go to the bathroom in your uniform, you know, because then you don't have to think about it, you know. I don't know. But it's the same principle. Okay. Yeah.
I have a non-question.
Okay. Not a bad one. I'll decide that. I think my heart lama is Jetsun Kapa. And I think that's good to think that. My heart lama is female. But when I was giving the Jetsun Kapa talks in New York, do you remember that? Bumble and Bumble? Anybody was there? I don't know. I had this intense feeling that they were Jetsun Kapa and it never went away. So I think you could say it depends on how you feel, I think. How it strikes you.
This text and the physical path, and like vague words say it.
Yeah. That's your good seats. And I like it. I think it's great. Yeah. Don't think of Jetsun Kapa as some historical Tibetan, okay? Don't worry like that, you know. He could be anybody nowadays. Could be a German, old German shepherd you got stuck with. You know, who knows? So don't. Sometimes I worry that you will think he's just some historical figure or something like that. He's not like that. He's a living presence in our lives. And find him in your life, okay? Or her, he. Okay.